From Directions Media, this is Directions on the News for Tuesday, July 22nd, 2008. This is Joe Francik in Huntsville, Alabama.
And this is Adina Schutzberg in Somerville, Massachusetts.
Each week we address a timely topic of interest to the geospatial technology community. Today we're going to talk about MISO. That's Microsoft, IBM, SAP, and Oracle, kind of the big guys on the block of geospatial technology these days. And where does E fit into MISO? That's ESRI. We're going to look at the big picture on the eve of the ESRI Users Conference. But first, a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by ESRI. ArcGIS 9.3 is now available and offers a complete suite of software that improves your entire GIS workflow.
We have reviewed in the past some of the things going on with the what we consider the guys who have stepped their big toe into all of this, Microsoft, IBM, SAP, and Oracle, the so-called MISO, M-I-S-O guys. They are the big gorillas on the block, or at least they're the big technology gorillas. But ESRI is certainly the big geospatial gorilla on the block, and I want to discuss where the E fits into the MISO guys. Right now, ESRI is working hand-in-hand with almost every one of these partners. They are a big IBM partner. They have a very strong alliance with SAP. Although the relationship with Oracle has been somewhat strained over the years, given the Oracle Spatial versus SDE capabilities, there's still a very large component of the Oracle sales channel. And then in my very last conversation I had with Jack Dangerman a few months ago, he made it very clear to me that they are very strong partners with Microsoft as well. And it's hard not to ignore the fact that you can have any one of these major enterprise systems at your installation, but you're probably going to find some way to fit in the ESRI technology in there. So what we've got here is we've got kind of Big E fitting in with the MISO guys in almost every touch point of geospatial technology. Now, what we don't see some other things, though, from Esri, and that's one of the things that we'll go into on this podcast, but for the basic situation, for basic everyday enterprise geospatial technology, ESRI is doing a pretty good job of working with these big guys on the block, wouldn't you say?
I think that ESRI absolutely is doing a great job, and it really goes back to the real core of the company, that the real focus is on geospatial. And when ESRI starts getting out of that core focus, it gets yanked back in. And I think more than almost any other player in geospatial, ESRI has kept that focus. And that's why you get statements like, if you're not using the ESRI platform, you're not really doing GIS. And whether that's true or not doesn't really matter, but it is in fact the perception that's out there. And that's a very strong marketing and technology statement. And clearly, it's made it into those four companies because they have chosen to continue and have long-term relationships with ESRI. And as you pointed out, even despite some challenges, certainly Oracle's relationship was sort of up and down, but it certainly hasn't gone away.
If you've made your choice of a geospatial solution and you've chosen ESRI, you're probably going to have something else in the back end. Microsoft and Oracle and SAP, they're all duking it out at the enterprise level, and IBM as well. If you now all of a sudden wake up and say, I really need to use this geospatial stuff, ESRI is making a major statement that, hey, that's fine. You know, we'll work with any one of these major enterprise providers, and we'll have a solution that plugs in somewhere. I'm not certain that the other GIS solution providers that we know of, the Intergraphs, the MapInfos, the Autodesk, can make that statement as much as ESRI can. And I'm not saying that just because they're the major sponsor of this podcast, but they've done a better job of working hand-in-hand with some of these things. The other geospatial technology providers are making ESRI is still playing at the horizontal end. They still want to get more of the horizontal picture, the pick-and-choose your app, whatever that is. We're going to play with you somehow. But one of the things that you made a point of is that when ESRI gets yanked back in after stepping out and dipping their toe in a certain area, and I'll use LBS as an example, they sort of come back in. They kind of get maybe their hands slapped a little bit. Hey, that wasn't the market to go into. There's a better solution out there. So you're right. I think maybe at this point they've realized that their core technology, they're doing very well in offering their core technology at the enterprise level.
And I think that's something that ESRI does particularly well, which is, as you described, as this sort of hand slap. We've been watching Autodesk very carefully. They certainly took some steps into LBS, didn't really play out, and a lot of what you hear when you speak to Autodesk folks about the GIS vision, it has an awful lot to do with taking advantage of field devices and mobile, and that's terrific, but it's this niche. It's not at the heart and soul of the enterprise, and that's where ESRI started many years ago, building those relationships, and a lot of them came from relationships that had to do with hardware back in the day, you know, for example, with an IBM. And you can't, in a sense, start new relationships and make them comparable to these ones that have gone on for years and years and years and years.
I get the feeling that if you're one of the MISO guys and you're trying to develop an application at the enterprise level, and we've heard this from these guys, that maybe they don't want to do it all themselves. And I particularly harp on SAP and IBM, who are very strong partners with ESRI at this point. They may not necessarily want to get into the GIS business. And we're at a point in the maturity of the industry that they're going to go after the solution that they can plug in. They're not going to hire the staff of geospatial professionals to do that. It's a little different with Microsoft, but I perceive at least with IBM and SAP, they're more than willing to let ESRI carry the heavy lifting on geospatial analysis and some core application levels.
I think that's true, and I think those decisions, as much as they're about technology, they're about business. That it's the right business decision to have that kind of relationship with ESRI. And it's interesting that there's no G in your MISO, because Google, is really positioning itself in many ways to become an enterprise player, to become a cloud player. And while Google has taken some terrific steps toward what is often described as more the visualization side of geospatial, it's not really banging into the core things that ESRI does. So where does Google fit in this conversation?
It's interesting you say that. I came across a website today from the New Jersey Highlands Council, and it was one of the more sophisticated websites I found that was, you know, just out there for the taking. They used a Google platform, but they augmented it with a PostgreSQL and map server implementation. Very detailed, layered map attribution, topography, critical habitat, water capacity. I mean, all of the stuff that you would normally think of as you'd want to query a GIS system for. But, hey, the interface was Google, and everything I wanted to see from a thematic mapping capability was right there for me. So, you know, they kind of bypassed your standard GIS in this and just went to an open source and a Google platform.
But it sounds like this is mostly a visualization kind of site. Show me some other layers. Is that right?
It is. It is visualization. But like you're suggesting, that's an option for people these days. If they've already got the data created, well, all I need is a visualization platform.
True, and that's what's happening in British Columbia. GeoWeb is starting this week, and word out of the province of British Columbia is they're uploading their data, so it'll be available in Google Earth, and certainly Nanaimo has been sharing data through a Google Earth platform for some time. And if you're doing hardcore crunching GIS, then you always end up back at ESRI.
Yeah, I think that's going to be true, with the exception of the niche solutions out there. And you can take Intergraph as an example. They're going heavily into security, homeland security, military applications, kind of their core strength. If you're going to bang heads with competitors, ESRI and Intergraph are still going to be competitors in that domain. You could argue that they're going to be competitors on the utility sector, where there's a lot of network analysis that has to be done. So in that niche, in that those particular industry sectors, there's going to be some competition. Likewise, on the more the business applications, the marketing and demographic analysis, there will be some competition. So they're still out there, but certainly the players that were more mainstream before are now specializing. I don't see that necessarily happening with ESRI.
I think you're absolutely right, and I think that the core of research and development, and I think we'll hear more about this at the user conference, is going to be on these horizontal sort of upstairs and the industry managers, to take advantage of that, those developments for the different industries. It's a very different model than what certainly Intergraph has done, and even Autodesk. And that's, and it's clearly working.
Yeah, yeah. Another thing I know you had mentioned to me earlier was that there isn't an A in the MISO added on to the G, which is Apple, and in particular applications for the iPhone. One of the things that, I blogged about last week are some of the business intelligence applications for the iPhone. Certainly, ESRI is big with business intelligence. They have relationship with Business Objects, for an example, which, of course, is now an SAP company. You could view that as the LBS space, but I think, as you mentioned, I think rightfully so, is that it's going to be the iPhone is going to be a business, a mobile business computer.
I think it absolutely will be, and I guess I'm sort of waiting until we see some Apple folks at the ESRI user conference. I don't know, maybe we'll see some there this year. But there's got to be some conversations happening either out front or out back with Apple. I just can't imagine that there aren't, because the two companies are too smart.
And another thing we ought to mention is, where's the B in all of this? And actually, the B, meaning BlackBerry, has kind of raised their head in the visage of Freelance, which is an ESRI business partner as well as a BlackBerry partner who's developed an application for bringing GIS data into field applications with a GPS-enabled BlackBerry smartphone. So there we've almost come full circle with a true business phone having an application already running a GIS app.
The fact that that's a rather new development, and that happened last year, and that Apple and ESRI still don't have anything announced officially, is just a testament to ESRI being a conservative company. Always has been. Certainly, as all the hoopla about the iPhone has been spilling out onto the web and everywhere else, I'm sure there's an awful lot of people keeping their eyes open within ESRI, really thinking hard about how and when to move forward on that. I think one of the things that ESRI, one of the decisions and choices that ESRI needs to make is the, do we go LBS, and is that somehow something very different from ESRI and the analytics related to it? And how do we sort of decide which of those spaces or both that we play in? And I think that choice is being sort of forced upon them as all these new devices appear.
That's all the time we have for today. Our sponsor, ESRI, would like to remind you to attend the 2008 ESRI Electric and Gas User Group Conference, October 19th to the 23rd, in Indian Wells, California. This year's theme is Riding the Winds of Change, and abstracts for possible presentation are now being accepted. The deadline to submit an abstract is August 1st. For more information, please visit www.esri.com/events. Thanks again for joining us today. If you've got a comment on today's podcast or any of the podcasts, you can write to us at editors@directionsmag.com. Thanks again, and be sure to tell a friend.